There's someone who wants to come into the studio.
Look who it is. It is she. Hi. It is Amanda Daisy Lees, who we've been talking about.
I know you by, I mean, you look familiar, but I don't think we've ever met.
A face about town. Hi. Yeah. Hi, Ellen, Tom. I'm really excited to be here.
We're excited to have you here.
I'm a little nervous. This is my first time being interviewed on the radio.
But here's the funny thing. No one listens.
Hey, I was just listening on the way over.
You see, you have to be careful what you say, Tom. People are listening.
I was listening. It's Ellen, funny hearing you talk about me about to be on. It's like I can eavesdrop.
That was a technique to make people relaxed. I figured if I told them no one was listening, they'd believe it and say, oh, okay, we're just going to have a little chat.
Okay, we're just going to have a little chat.
Yeah. Hi, Amanda, Daisy Lees.
Hi.
Well, the important thing is you're here to talk about something that actually is going to benefit us here at WGXC, right?
Yes. I'm here to talk about tomorrow night at the Half Moon. There is a WGXC karaoke fundraiser. It's going to be live on WGXC.
Ooh.
And it starts around 8. I'm really, really excited to bring together two things that I love very much, WGXC and karaoke.
Well, you know, we were talking about that a little bit. You may have heard, I've never been to your karaoke, I'm sad to say, because I don't do karaoke, although I do have one piece, but that's a whole nother story.
I heard.
Oh, geez. Now there's going to be pressure on it.
Yeah.
So I noticed you said that your announcement includes a fellow named Peter Balducci. What's his deal?
Oh, Peter Balducci is a man of the world. He's quite the entertainer. I'm really excited to have him as my co-host. He has been my co-host before, and he gets on a nice suit and comes prepared with some jokes.
So he classes up the whole act. Huh?
Yeah, he was actually specially requested for this event.
Does he live in Hudson or is he from elsewhere?
I believe he does. Oh. He's a New York City native, I believe, but I think he's been living in Hudson for a little bit now.
And what does it actually mean to be a host of a karaoke show? Do you do you tell jokes in between performances and stuff?
I sure try. Oh. Yeah.
Do people ever laugh?
Some of them do. They're usually my friends, and it's a sympathy laugh.
Well, that's good. I'm trying to read your shirt. Oh, you got a... Oh, wow.
It's my X-Files shirt.
Right. You weren't even alive when that show was on, were you? Were you?
I was.
Oh, come on. What, were you like 2?
Well, it was maybe aired the year I was born. I've loved it for a long time. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm coming right from work.
Oh,
I kind of wish I had.
You're actually
nice
dressed more fancy than Frank Sinatra's granddaughter was.
Oh, I know. I missed her.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can see her tonight. You're going to go there tonight?
To the Half Moon?
Yeah.
I will try. I do have to get prepared.
What does that
tomorrow mean?
How do you prepare for karaoke?
Well,
then?
Since this is a special event, I usually don't. I do get nervous every time because,
really?
You know, I want to be a good hostess.
Right.
And you asked what it means to be a hostess. And for me, it just means helping it run smoothly. And of course, the long and short of it is just announcing who's next and ushering them up and encouraging people to clap and be supportive. Because it's scary to be up there.
Oh, that's
nice.
It's
really scary. So
it's like missionary work. So do you do they come and sign up ahead of time and tell you what they're going to do and everything?
No, you show up and you sign up on a list. It's very, very casual.
Oh, Tom.
What?
You know, they're having a couples contest.
Yes.
What does that mean?
A duet contest.
A duet contest.
Yeah, I think there's some WGXC gear.
Stop right there, Ellen. I know where you're going with this. It's not going to happen. But anyway, I'm not going to be here anyway.
You're going to go see your grandson, right? Congratulations, Tom. I just heard. That's so exciting.
I know.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
It is.
Yeah. Making me feel old.
No.
No, just you here is making me feel old.
If I could sing with myself.
Oh, you could do a duet with yourself.
Yeah,
Ellen.
I could do a duet with yourself.
Could you do that? Are you that schizophrenic?
You can.
No.
You can do both parts.
I can do.
Yeah. Why not?
Have you had couples do it before? I mean,
yes, yeah. So, I mean, couples have
done
duets.
Oh, yeah, they take songs that are duets.
Yeah, and for the duet competition, I know people are going to want to duet songs that are not traditionally duets, and I want to let people do that, so it's going to be open to that.
Oh, man, I could have done Bang Bang.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's a really good one.
That's a great duet, right?
Yeah.
I could have talked to AJ to stay another day and do it with me.
Yeah, you're talking about the Nancy Sinatra.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Her mother.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. But that would have been asking too much.
Oh, I don't know.
How did you get to be a karaoke hostess?
I'd call her karaoke queen.
Oh,
the
that's
queen
really
of karaoke.
Sweet. Well, perhaps. locally, but even still, that's a very high compliment.
This is Hudson. This isn't.
Yeah, you know, I know.
Local yokels. We're talking Hudson.
Yeah, well, I actually I told my brothers that I would be on the radio today, and my brother Eric said, finally, someone in the family is famous.
Oh. Well, he understands it.
It is famous to be on WGX.
Of course it is.
I feel like I'm reaching a new echelon.
Well, you are, in fact. You're going to see not only greater attendance at your events Friday, which we're going to talk about again, but you will see that people will stop you on the street and say, I heard you on the radio. Now, how they'll do that, I'm not sure because they can't see you, but they'll recognize your voice.
Yeah,
oh, Ellen, Ellen, tell our regular story. What's the story? You went to the DMV.
The story. Oh. Yes, I went to the DMV because I had to do something. I can't remember what. Change something. And
get your learner's permit, maybe?
No, I called them up. No, first I called them up. Did you laugh? It wasn't that many years ago. But no, I called them up and said, how late are you open tonight? Because it was like 4 o'clock and I thought they were probably going to close any minute.
Mm-hmm.
And someplace in the conversation, she said, are you that lady on the radio?
Oh, isn't that cool? Nice.
Said, lady on the
that
radio.
Is
what?
Called
lady
fame.
On the radio.
That is fame. And I hope to reach it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Tom, you went there and didn't she say the same thing?
No.
She didn't ask if you were the lady.
She said, what do you want?
The Hudson DMV is really nice.
It is the best DMV in the world.
If I could just say a quick moment here, I do want to get back to your question.
Rumor had it that they were going to move at some point. It's like, God, no, that building is the coolest public building around.
It's like a hotel lobby in there.
I know, it's like a hotel
They're
lobby.
They're really helpful. It's really great. It
really is. And last time I went in there, they were serving popcorn.
No way.
Yeah. Yes, way. Way.
Wow.
Way.
Yeah. She did make fun of me. I was getting a title for my new car, and it's a new used car, but
right.
I added an extra zero to my mileage. So it said 500,000 instead of 50,000, and she looked at me, and she was like, that's $500,000. Come on.
Good car.
But Ellen, how did I get into hosting
karaoke?
Well, I started it with a very, very dear friend of mine who maybe you know, Rebecca Wagner.
Oh, yeah.
She recently moved to California, but up until then, we hosted it together. And we started it when we were sophomores in college. We both went to Bard College.
I've heard
and
of that.
To be very frank, we started it because we wanted to hang out in a bar. But
when you were underage.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was of age.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we, you know, wanted to do that. Before that, I had only ever sang karaoke once, and it was a long time ago. And we started it at a bar near the college. And I've been doing it with her. We had done it together ever since she recently moved. And we somehow both ended up in Hudson, and we resumed after we graduated. There was maybe a year or so gap, but then John and Franny asked us to start it at the Half Moon, and
this is turning into an all Half Moon show.
Yeah, I mean it's a home.
We better ask for a little quid for our quo here, you know.
Hmm.
I don't know, and I mean quid literally. You know what I'm saying? Quids. John will understand what that means.
Oh.
No. I mean in support of the station. I don't want any handouts. But, you know, you've always can use the internet. And that's why you're doing the show.
Yes,
Friday night.
Exactly.
It's to support. So, actually, let me rephrase. John has done great things for our station. He's let us hold many events there, Ellen.
That's right.
Yes.
That support WGXC. Yes. So he has done the quo for the quid.
Yeah, I think so.
So, I mean, AJ Lambert tonight, tomorrow night. You can spend the next 2 nights at Half Moon and have, like, a major experience.
Yeah.
Two major experiences.
A WGXC kickoff to the weekend.
Right.
Right.
Have people, for this special karaoke, do you have any special karaokeists? That's a new word I just mean.
I think I know karaokeists. I do like it.
Thank you.
I think professionally people who put on karaoke, I think professionally people who host karaoke are called KJs, like a DJ.
Really?
But I prefer hostess. Yay. Yeah.
Wow. Let's put that down somewhere so we don't forget. KJ.
I don't know about any, I mean, everyone is a special karaokeist.
Mm-hmm. Do you have one of those, how do you find the songs they're playing? Do you have one of those machine things?
I don't have a machine yet. I hope to someday. But right now I actually use a very, very good online catalog that I pay for, as well as supplement with whatever is out there on the internet, because there's some things I can't find. But it has thousands upon thousands of songs.
Of instrumental tracks.
Yes, yes.
But you don't provide the lyrics the way some of them do.
No, I do.
Oh,
yeah,
you do?
Yeah. The lyrics are up there. You get up on stage and there's a screen with the lyrics.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to put it on the screen.
Ellen.
Yeah, I type it into my database.
It's calling out to me. It's calling out to
me. You're going to have to come.
I can't come Friday, but I'm going to do it in the future.
Well, you know, regularly we are every other Wednesday night.
Well, that's what I wanted to get to. Every other Wednesday.
Every other Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, you didn't know that?
Oh, I know.
It's every other Wednesday. So the next regularly scheduled one is the 30th, Wednesday the 30th. Of this month, and then from there on out it's every other Wednesday. Sometimes the schedule does change because there might be a show at the Half Moon, in which case you should go anyways.
You're right. And I think you are now, Ellen's writing down this information, I think your regular karaoke show is going to make it into her famous list.
Oh, okay.
Not
yes.
anybody gets into there, by
it's
the way.
Every other Wednesday?
It's every other Wednesday. I'm actually trying to get an email list put together.
You don't know which is the other until you've been there.
Well, I try to reach as many people as possible. I put something out on Facebook, and the Half Moon always reflects that, relays that, and you can call them as well to check. But I am trying to get an email list started so I can let people know the monthly schedule.
Is there
schedule.
A special title for
the karaoke?
What this is for the karaoke, besides saying karaoke night or something like that?
I don't have a special title.
Sure.
That's
Class karaoke.
Half Moon Karaoke.
Half Moon Karaoke.
Karaoke at the Half Moon
karaoke
Saloon.
Classic karaoke.
Yeah.
With a K.
Ooh, yeah. Ellen.
Ooh.
Ellen, yeah. Hey, you got that old thinking cap on, huh?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, do you guys like the title, this punny title for the fundraiser? Karaoke. That's me.
Ah, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
An
yeah.
An evening of karaoke on the radio and supported WGC. And there are a lot of famous couple here.
Yeah.
There's Glenn Campbell and Tanya Tucker.
Uh-huh.
Is that Peaches and Herb? No,
I'm
who
not
is that?
Sure. There's Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks there.
I never knew they did a duet.
Yeah, Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's Friday, May 25th at 8 p.m. at the Half Moon. And we can even mention that it's $5 because it's a fundraiser.
It is.
Normally we can't mention prices.
So, karaoke, you... all you have is music behind you.
Mm-hmm.
You have accompaniment, and you have the lyrics
in front of
right
you.
There.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's it.
It's scary.
It's really scary, and that's why I say I get nervous before every time. And
yeah.
I've actually been hosting karaoke for almost 7 years now, and I get really nervous.
Really?
Yeah.
So it started when you were
singing,
like 10?
Are you?
I do. I kick it off.
Oh, you do?
I try and wedge myself
really?
In the list. Of course, it's about everyone else, but I love
what's
it.
Your, what's your favorite numbers?
Oh, favorite numbers. I try and change it up because I end up singing the same stuff,
Stevie
I like
Nicks
singing.
Songs?
Actually, I've not. Uh-huh. Well, I've joined in on some Stevie's, but
do you have
I like singing Loretta Lynn.
Blossom Dearie. I know that.
Oh, cotton comes from Arizona. That song?
Oh, yeah. Cotton.
Rhode Island is famous for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pencils.
Ellen, you're not, you're missing something here. You're missing something here.
Peaches come
someone
from
in
Georgia. And
someone in her 20s.
Idaho.
Yeah. Ellen's not astounded the way I am.
You're from
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Little old Rhode Island.
Is famous for you.
Yeah, there you
wow.
go.
Wow.
Yeah.
My experience has always been that the song is in the wrong key.
Mm-hmm.
It's always pitched too high. So I'm straining for the top note.
Ellen?
I know.
And it's either too slow or too fast.
There is some.
Or it drags.
How come you're not astounded that young Amanda Daisy Lee's knows Blossom Dearie? That's what I can't believe you're not.
Well, it's not a Blossom Dearie song, but Feinstein sings it.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. That's the only Blossom Dearie song.
She knows Blossom Dearie.
That's the only one I know.
Unbelievable.
She's famous.
Music Blossom lives Dearie. On. Yeah, if to you. Music lives on.
It does. It's amazing what floats into your life.
And doesn't she sing, I'm in love with my attorney Bernie.
Oh, we played the.
Oh, I don't know that
David
one.
We Fishburg. Played the David Frischberg version. Anyway, getting back. So, who else do you like to sing?
Oh, I love to sing Loretta Lynn.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I like to sing Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes.
I remember that one.
Yeah,
I'd have that's to rehearse one. First.
It is nice.
Do they have a rehearsal hour beforehand?
Do they have a backstage where she can warm up?
I think the backstage would be the restroom, unfortunately. But I do see people off in the corner with their phones and their ears.
Because that's where
trying to prepare.
I have damage to my vocal cords too. So.
That's where Ellen does most of her singing.
In the bathroom, most of us do. It's the car for me.
Oh. But it has to be the right key. That's the problem.
I know.
It
it's
has
hard.
To be the right key.
Yeah. I wouldn't know one key from another.
I know. Well, that's
Well, that's what you count on. You count count on the audience not knowing
right.
that mm-hmm. you're in the wrong key.
So, I told you about my famous Louis Prima performance that got a standing ovation. I was completely drunk. That was the only way I could do it.
Liquid courage.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I had a key moment a couple of months ago when I actually danced at the Half Moon without drinking.
Oh, without
drinking. Nice. Yeah. We've shared the dance floor before.
Oh, yes, we have.
We've torn it up, Tom.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. It is. It's really, really scary to get up on stage in no matter what you're presenting. Mm-hmm. It's really scary. And I think that karaoke is kind of it's a wonderful way to give people a chance to perform, mm-hmm. in this kind of low stakes way.
There you go. See, Ellen wants to raise the stakes because she's profesh.
Yeah.
So she's thinking, the critics are out there. They're going to be tough on her. But the whole point of a karaoke is everybody's having fun and nobody's going to be critical of
and
you.
And you don't need to sound like a superstar.
Ellen.
Yeah, my standards are high.
They are indeed.
And I have yet to achieve them.
Oh, such modesty.
But, I can't call you Daisy. What's your...
You can if you Amanda. Like. But Amanda. Yeah, either
Amanda,
one is
Amanda
fine.
Daisy. Maybe you should start with a joke.
A joke? On Friday night, I should start with a joke?
Yeah, do you tell jokes?
If you're nervous, if you're saying you're nervous, I'm trying to think of what you could do to... You're not going to start singing.
Well, I don't have any prepared for today.
No.
You have to let them come naturally, unless you two would like to write my jokes.
Well, that's a possibility.
You know,
I used to send them to Carson. He never took one.
Oh, man. I mean, Peter's wonderful for the jokes. He's going to be really... My co-host
Oh, Peter Balducci. Sorry.
Peter Balducci really... Has them rolled up in his pocket.
Oh, really?
He's going to be a really fun guy to listen to.
I was at a show there once where, is his name Edwin?
Yes.
Told some jokes. Were you at that show?
Oh, I was, yeah.
Yeah, those were interesting.
And I can't remember them, but they were great. Whew.
Yeah.
They were great.
They were.
Yeah, yeah.
So getting back to how you manage a karaoke show. So you have a list of people,
mm-hmm.
and does it take long to get the... Do they write down the request ahead of time so that you're ready?
They do. Okay. They do. So that's the only way. That's a way to make it work very smoothly. Is you have people sign up, and that's usually how it goes.
So there's not a lot of waiting time between songs. And
oh well, hopefully not. So what does happen is it depends on where you come in the night and how busy it is, but the list can get filled up quite quickly. Mm. So if you signed up when you first came in. And, and then there was a bunch of people ahead of you and after you, you might be waiting for a little while. Mm. So this is a cool thing about Friday, which I don't know. It's not detailed on the poster.
Mm-hmm.
You for extra donations to WGXC.
Oh, can buy
can
your way to the top of the list.
To the
excellent.
Top of the
I
list.
Love that.
Wow.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure it's expensive.
For $10, you can get to the top of the list.
Whoa.
For $5, you can skip five spaces. And I think for $1, it's maybe two or I have to double check.
That is a brilliant idea.
Yes, so we're going to have that. There's going to be other ways to donate. And, of course, you can just donate of your own free will once right. you pay the $5.
Think about it, Ellen.
At the door.
If you're like a nervous type, right?
Right.
You don't want to sit through 10 other songs while you're sitting there.
Especially if the people are good.
Yeah,
and
right.
there's a lot of good singers in this town. This is a town of artists and performers.
Yeah.
There's lots of good singers.
That's not a shy town.
No.
Oh, wait. I'm going to shy town. Sorry, that's a bad transition.
Oh, it's okay.
But Amanda Daisy-Lees, have a lot of your regulars already committed to Friday night?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah, I'm very excited.
How many would you say, roughly?
Oh, I mean, at least 5 or 10. It's hard to know, but there are folks I know who will be there.
On a good night on your Wednesday show, how many usually perform?
I mean, anywhere from 50 upwards. I'm not a numbers guy.
Did you say 50?
Yeah. There's
50? Wow.
People? Yeah.
Wow.
I would say so. Maybe.
Wow, Ellen, we're missing out on
At least 50 slots on the list for sure get filled up on a busy night. Yeah.
And some people perform more than once?
Yes.
Does the crowd egg people on to continue if they're really good?
Oh, for sure. That's
a lot of audience response.
Yeah, and I really try to encourage that because, once again, it's scary. So
yeah.
To do your thing up there and then hear scattered clapping or nothing at all is it's not wonderful.
It's devastating.
I know. Do you have a cane with a hook on it to pull people off?
I should get one. I will have one for tomorrow.
Oh.
You can use an umbrella.
By the way, I should let our audience know we're talking to the lovely Amanda Daisy-Lees, who will be KJing. New term, Ellen. Write that down in your booklet. KJing a karaoke night in support of WGXC this Friday night at 8 p.m.
Yes,
right.
And all kinds of special little elements to this show, like you can buy your way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
How about here's an idea.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell people they can pay and you make sure that people clap for them?
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be
good? That's a really good idea.
You know how they have like paid mourners? These could be paid.
Yeah.
A clack.
A clack.
A clack.
That's what they had.
C-L-A-C-Q-U-E. Clack. Isn't that how you spell it?
Oh.
C-L-A-Q-U-E.
I don't know about a clack. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, where opera singers would hire people to stand in the back and applaud and scream and carry on.
Oh.
And
not a good idea?
Yeah.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
We are going to judge the duet competition with claps from the audience.
Who's going to judge the claps? Just you?
I guess that would be me and Peter, perhaps at Jess Puglisi, who is instrumental in organizing this, as well as Alana.
Make it clear to those who are performing that they can bribe you for WGXC.
Okay.
You know,
I will.
You know, right? I mean, it's a good cause.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Right. I'm going to milk it as much as I can.
Keep your morals aside for this. This is about WGXC. So you say, like, you know, hand me 100 for GXC, and we're going to make sure those claps are loud.
Yeah, that's
right? It's in a good cause.
Yeah.
No one's getting cheated.
It'll be in the small print.
Small print.
All right, but I wish I didn't hear all this.
No, you didn't. You did not hear anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to edit that out before the show airs.
Oh, sure.
Oh, wait.
Do
it in post.
Yeah.
See? These young people know all this
techno
stuff.
Do
it in post. Did you know what that meant?
No.
Post-production.
Oh, post-production.
Yeah.
I know.
Tweak it in post-production.
You've been in movies, right?
Some student films in college.
Were you in a band?
No, I've never been in a band.
I thought I saw a video once of you in a band. No?
I was in some music videos for a friend's band.
Oh, you weren't singing in it, though.
No.
Right? Oh, okay.
No.
Are you a singer? Do you put yourself?
Not professionally. Only karaoke. But I have a low voice.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
My range is not wide. And I have no, maybe I could widen it with some training.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have that training as of yet.
Oh, you're thinking of doing it?
Who knows? Who knows?
If you're going to be a karaoke.
Ellen, a KJ. Get it right.
Oh, no. I prefer hostess.
Okay.
Karaoke
you're
hostess.
You're going to be a hostess.
With the mostess.
You need to sing pretty well.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it would help, but I don't think it's necessary.
I know this. I mean, I know you'd like to make that a full-time job, but what else do you do, Amanda Davies?
What else do I do? Well, I'm an artist. I'm a visual artist.
Yeah.
I don't. I have a kind of a slow practice, but I do. I do small-scale sculpture and collage. Actually, I'm trying to continue making or working on these. Record cases, collage record cases. I've made just a few of them, and I'm having fun with that.
You mean like the case you put your records
mm-hmm,
in?
Yeah.
45s or full-size?
I've done one of each so far. Oh, it takes me a long time to do them because I'm a slow selector in creating my images. But yeah, I'm a visual artist as well, and then I work for the artist Jeffrey Gibson.
Oh, yeah. I was telling Ellen about that before.
Yeah.
She was wondering, well, what is she, his secretary? I said, no, she makes the art.
I'm one of his assistants. Yeah. One of many wonderful, talented assistants. And because we have a really excellent crew.
There's a lot of stuff to be done with his
work. There's a lot of stuff. And it takes many hands to get it done in a timely fashion.
So he doesn't sit there and sew on the sequins himself or
whatever. He does get involved as well. He's involved in the making as well.
But, you know, Ellen was assuming he was like, you know, a painter and like, you know, assistants don't make as much sense for a regular painter.
Well, he's a painter as well.
Oh,
a lot happens in the studio. A lot goes on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
But he has a very famous piece of a boxing, a punching bag with beading and all this other stuff coming off it.
Yeah, they're beautiful. If you get a chance, you can look up jeffreygibson.net, I believe.
And there are a bunch of former Bardies who work for him, right? Or have been?
Yes, have throughout the years and who are currently as well.
And he teaches there still or not?
Pardon?
Does he still teach there?
He does. Hmm. He does.
Were you a student of his?
I was. That's how I met him. He was my drawing one teacher.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drawing one.
Yeah, that's where we met and the rest is history.
So you were an art major?
I was. Yeah. I was. I began as a creative writing major and then found I really was most naturally motivated to work with my hands. So I switched and I'm very, very happy with the education that I got. It's really, you know.
And this is what brought you into karaoke.
Yes.
Yes, it is. All the ways things converge. And
yes.
Isn't it wonderful?
Karaoke.
No, it is wonderful.
It is.
As
it
you know, Ellen,
is
karaoke is now considered one of the primary art forms of our culture.
It's performance art. It's performance art.
It is performance art. Speaking of performance art.
I saw a karaokeist, as I like to call them, at the Half Moon one night. It was not on karaoke night. But she did a dramatic presentation where she was dressed as a kosher hot dog. And she sang
is a kosher hot dog dressed differently than a regular hot
dog? Yes, because she had one of those wigs that Hasidic women sort of wear.
Oh.
And then she, I don't think you were there yet.
I went.
Then she sang a, what's her name? Annie Lennox song that she dramatically interpreted. It was riveting.
I wish I was there.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
I think I do.
I don't know her. I can't remember her name.
Oh, goodness. I know.
Mita? Something like that?
Oh.
Mika? I don't know what her name is.
How does she karaoke an Annie Lennox song? I mean, where does the music come from that she's doing this to?
The speakers? I don't know what you mean.
You mean there's instrumental music recorded someplace.
Right.
Yeah, and playing over the speaker.
So she has to come early and get this all set up.
Yeah.
This woman who I saw that one night? Yes, she did. I mean, it was part of a show that was being put on.
It's performance.
A performance art show.
It is. It is, once again, it is performance art.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives...
And it was really the best thing in the show. I hope the other people who were performing don't hear that.
Yeah, you can't be too careful.
You can't be too careful.
You're on the airwaves.
Sensitive people.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that.
Yes, I heard you.
Oh, did you see how she just looked at me? She just looked like one of those nuns from when I was a kid. Mr. DiPietro, what do you think you're up to now?
Oh, no, Tom.
Put your hands on the table.
I bet you were a troublemaker,
too. Just the opposite. I was such a kiss-ass. It was beyond belief.
And now is your troublemaker
now
time.
Now I'm a troublemaker.
Yeah,
exactly.
There you go. It was pent up for all those years.
Can you say that on the air?
Kiss-ass, sure.
Yeah.
Ass is okay now.
Really? That's, you know, one thing that Peter and I are nervous about is holding back on our effing and jeffing while effing we're live on the radio during karaoke.
I got the effing. What's the jeffing?
Oh, just swearing, just cussing.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
Yeah.
You kids, you're so funny.
You know, just some funky words.
What's the matter with kids today? Why can't they be like we were, perfect in every way? Paul Lind, in case you're wondering, sang that.
You're feeling the karaoke itch.
Oh, are you kidding? Ask Ellen. I'm always singing here. Unfortunately, I never know more than like two lines of any song.
Oh, well, so that's why those
that's
scrolling
why you need
words
karaoke.
Are there.
Exactly.
That's why the scrolling words.
What, Ellen?
Tom.
Yes.
Matthew Fredericks goes on at 6 o'clock. Right?
Oh, so you want to leave?
Is there any way we can leave early?
You can leave anytime you want.
Oh, yeah. Really? Should I boogie on out of here?
No. Are you going to go, though?
Do we have to discuss this on the air, Ellen?
No.
I hear it's being recorded by Dan Urdell.
Oh, yeah. That's
so, right. You know, I'd like to eat a little dinner at some point, so I might skip it.
Right.
Plus, we had him on the air, as you know, and we kind of know what he's going to say.
Yeah, we do.
But you can go. If you feel the need to go, to abandon this show that we have nurtured through thick and thin for 5 years.
You're laying it on thick.
Feel free. I can survive without you. I'll barely survive.
Okay.
I'll barely survive.
I get it.
But maybe Amanda will keep me. Amanda Daisy Lees will keep me company. And believe me.
Oh, absolutely.
It'll be torture. Not having you here.
All right. I'm going to change the subject.
Okay, good.
I know a little girl named Daisy. Her first name is Daisy.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My niece is Daisy as well. Daisy.
A family name.
Yeah. Well, it was my grandmother's name, my father's mother. Yeah. My mom and dad are listening to WGXC in Mexico right now.
That's right.
Listening to me right now.
You know how they do that, Ellen?
They do it on the internet.
That's right. WGXC.org.
Don't you forget it.
Don't
you can
you
listen
it.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah, they're in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico.
That's like the big artist community down there?
It is. That's where they live. They
Full
live
time?
There now.
Full time?
Oh
my I have
God.
A friend who built a house there.
Yeah?
Oh, you too. Oh,
it's
all you fancy
beautiful.
People. I don't know anybody there.
It's beautiful.
The only people I know are from Mexico, and they work around town. You know?
Right.
I don't know anybody can afford to go live in Mexico.
They can.
Hi. I think it's a little cheaper.
I'm just kidding. But you're from, you're a local girl, sort of, right?
Sort of. I'm from
Millerton. Right?
Millerton, New York, Salisbury, Connecticut.
Oh.
They're about 2 minutes apart.
I mean, you had a pied à terre one place and a house in the other?
Well, I hung out in one place and lived in the other,
okay.
And I actually went to school in Massachusetts
because
they're all so close. It's a little tri-state area there.
Gotcha.
So lived in Salisbury, Connecticut, and Millerton, New York was where I hung out in the CVS parking lot when I was a teenager.
CVS parking lot.
Hey, when you don't have a mall, teens will, you know. I would go to the movies like 3 times a day as well.
Where was
about
the movie theater? In Millerton?
The Millerton Movie House. I would just go to the movies over and over again.
The same movie or a different movie?
Sometimes the same movie. Yeah.
Cool.
When you're a teenager in a small town, there's not a whole lot of options.
It's what led you into a life of the arts.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
We used to even do, you know, kind of cruising like it was the 50s, just driving around in the car in the same loop. Over and over again.
Wow.
Just seeing who was around.
Downtown Millerton.
Great Barrington, you know, cruising the streets of Great Barrington.
Oh,
did your parents know where you were?
I was a good kid. I was a really good kid. Oh. So they did. They knew
it.
Where I was.
We're talking we're talking with Amanda Daisy Lees, who is going to be the hostess as well as KJing. KJ, was that the first? Karaoke night
thing.
At the Half Moon this Friday night, in support of us here at WGXC. Not in the sense that she's going to hand us the proceeds afterwards, but she will hand over to the powers that be the money raised for WGXC. Hey, that rhymed.
Yeah, it did.
Pretty cool, huh?
Nice.
Pretty cool. You impressed, Ellen?
You've been at this for quite some time.
Way too long.
Yeah.
And still, you know, I was in the early days, I thought we're going to be picked up nationally soon.
Yeah.
Because we have a thing going, me and Ellen. Like real. We got like a vibe.
Any day now.
We got like kismet. We're going to like, they're listening to us out there and we're going to be national.
Yes.
You think?
No.
I think so. I do want to say, don't forget to mention what? On the air that WGXC or karaoke will be live on WGXC tomorrow night.
It
will be broadcast live.
Even scarier.
This is great
news. It's your chance to get discovered.
So I'll be able to listen to it in Chicago.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you will.
Thanks to the internet web.
You can sing along.
And sing along?
Yeah.
Now, you haven't taken down actual karaokeists yet. Names, have you?
No.
Okay.
No. You're folks will show up and they'll
there.
Sign
yeah.
up.
They'll do it there. Yeah.
Let me ask if you, if I wanted to sing a song and you played the music and it was the wrong key, do you get to change?
It's the wrong key business. It's karaoke, Ellen.
Do you get to change the key? Can you change the key on this?
Unfortunately, we are stuck with what we're given a lot of times in karaoke, but I do believe that there are some variants out there.
Oh.
So,
What key do you need, Ellen?
You know, people say, what key do you sing in?
Uh-huh.
You don't sing in one key.
See?
I don't even know. I'm not a professional singer.
Yeah, we don't
just
know
love
that
karaoke.
We don't know that thing.
You know, you can sing in more than one key.
Oh.
You really can.
Really?
Yeah. Depends on the song.
I mean, I am off key for a lot of songs, but I really think it's about having a good time up there.
Yeah, isn't that kind of the point
of
karaoke?
If you have a good time up there, people will see that and they'll enjoy your performance, even
if
you can't sing.
If they start, like, booing and saying, give her the hook and all that.
Do you hand out tomatoes?
No, if people boo, they can leave.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a supportive event only.
Oh, you mean leave?
They can leave
out.
The bar.
Ouch.
If they boo.
Ouch.
Yeah, no way. I'm not about that. This is a supportive event every time.
Well, I don't know. Sounds scarier and scarier.
Different generation. In my day, we brought the eggs and tomatoes. Of course, we didn't have karaoke, but, you know.
There's always a surprise on my karaoke night.
Yeah.
There's always
really?
Some surprises.
Really? Do people dress up?
Some people do.
Ooh.
Some people do.
Any of that cross-dressing stuff go on?
Not yet. Okay. I have always wanted to bring in a bin of wigs.
Ooh.
If anyone wanted like a confidence wig.
Mm, a confidence, like a emotional support dog.
Yeah.
You mean like
you could pet it.
Disguise.
Sort of, yeah, exactly.
That's a good
mustaches
idea.
Would be.
That's a good
yeah,
idea.
I don't have enough wigs to support this idea yet, but one day, as soon as, you know, I go to Spirit Halloween, the Halloween store in Fairview, after Halloween, everything is half off.
Yeah.
Smart.
And that's your time to go get all your wigs.
All your wigs.
Orange
collect
wigs,
up.
Green wigs.
I have a mullet wig at home.
Ooh.
Yeah, for when
Ooh.
You want to
get
up there with some Bon Jovi or, you know, it's fun. Have a basket of wigs for the option.
Small town girl. Living in a small town.
Yeah,
world.
Journey.
Wrong song. What's the other one like that by Bon Jovi? Living on a Prayer.
Yeah,
that's that.
Yeah.
How's that go? Go ahead.
Tommy used to work on the dad.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean,
she's a singer.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's very sweet. There's a lot I can. I've had folks ask me to sing Girls Just Want to Have Fun with them before, and I cannot do it.
Why
because?
Well, Cindy's voice is
way up
here. Cindy Lauper's voice. And I mean, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But does it sound good, I suppose, is
Daddy,
the real question.
Please, I'm still number one.
Yeah.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
It's very hard. It's very hard.
It's in the wrong key.
It's in the wrong key. So, you know, I guess we can always try and find a song that's in the right key for a singer. But it really is about knowing what you are able to do if you want to
I think sound
like a profesh.
Right. I think you're missing the undercurrent here, and that is Ellen's gearing up for this.
Yeah.
She wants to do it, but she has very specific demands.
Yeah.
Right? Did you just sing Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Not in that.
No,
key.
But that was you. I know that was you making that noise.
I was
noise.
Going doo doo doo.
Oh, okay.
Wrong key, right key.
That's so fun. That's the way my mother
you know?
Used to sing. Doo, 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 doo. That's how my mother sang. That's very sweet. Hey, Ellen, I know you're having a blast, but we got to wrap this up.
All right.
We do.
We've been talking to Amanda Daisy Lees, the one and only young artist and hostess and KJing
person.
Phenomenon.
That's right.
Who is hosting this Friday night at Half Moon.
You know, it's been so much fun talking to Amanda Daisy Lees that I'm thinking that the karaoke thing
is going
to
be a blast. A blast.
I am
so
pretty confident.
If you're loyal listeners, you know to go to the Half Moon tonight to see our first guest, AJ Lambert, and tomorrow night to do the karaoke in support of the station hosted by Amanda Daisy Lee.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really fun. Please come out. It's for an excellent cause. We want to keep WGXC up and running forever and ever.
Amanda Daisy Lee, where would they find us on the dial if they were looking for us?
You can find WGXC at 90.7 FM.
And where do you think we broadcast from?
Wave Farm in Agra. Or yeah, right here in Hudson? Yeah. Okay.
And your parents are listening how?
They're listening on www.wgxc.org.
Yeah.
O-R-G.
Very good. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Ellen, it's time to say goodbye.
Thank you both so much.
Please.
Tom and Ellen, I've had a wonderful time talking to you.
Come back and tell us about the experience.
Yes.
And don't be nervous.
We're going to be able to listen to it, Ellen.
You shook my nerves right away. Yes. It was fun.
We can
listen
to
it
on
the
air.
Radio, this very channel. Yeah.
Yes, and please do come on out on the regularly scheduled karaoke nights.
Okay, Ellen.
Okay.
Say goodbye to our listeners.
Goodbye to the listeners.
Thank you for listening. Hey, I actually thanked him for once. Usually I thank you and tell him to go to hell.
Oh, no.
No, I don't say that. No, I don't. That was a lie. Sorry. Bye.